please don't hug me.
Welcome to Please Don't Hug Me. We're growing old and we don't like it. It's me, Daniel Ruiz Tyson, and the arch smacker, Mickey Boyd. You've been insulted this week. Well, we both have actually in the last couple of months. We've reacted differently.
Yeah.
Both been insulted by people younger than us, both middle class people.
Yeah.
Well, the people insulting us were middle class people.
They were, yeah.
Established on Twitter that the word nobber, which was what we were both hit with, incidentally, a word I'd never heard before, is a middle-class insult. I find it a funny word. I don't mind the word. No, you've taken it badly.
The thing, you know, am I allowed to swear on this?
If it's necessary. Okay. If it's an affectation, don't.
Yeah, no, not an affectation. No, I just find the whole word wanky, because it's like nobber. It's almost like, again, it's like looking down your nose at you, oh, you're a nobber. You know? And the guy that called me this, he's a media type, and again, I've enjoyed interacting with him over the past few years, but it was the way it came out, it was just so, like, nothing to it. It was like, you know, you're a nobber, you know, where did it come from? This is a new word to me, you know, maybe it could be the new buzzword for, like, you know, it could replace wanker in the long run, but maybe it just upset me that, you know, That was his counter argument, you know. And again, I'm not the most articulate of people, as we know. I'm not the most intelligent of people, and I just found it quite disappointing that you know, he would call me that.
Do you think that you can recover quickly from this and get your life back on track?
I'm not sure. You know,
I'm looking at you. You haven't shaved.
No.
You're looking a bit of a mess.
I don't also have a mess. No, not at all. I've got a lot of physical activity this week, but I would say that I've taken to the drink every night when I got home, and you know, I've been there like sipping on a bottle of beer and, you know, nobber. That's all, you know, deep thought and contemplation. And
what kind of physical activity? Can I just take you back to that? What are we talking about? On the road, jogging?
Oh, correct, yeah.
Weightlifting?
Yeah, a lot of weightlifting this week. Some really tough stuff this week.
Love making, maybe? Or
a little bit of love making.
Which is not bad, considering how long you've been married.
Yeah, exactly. Who says it was? Yeah, you made it again.
I made that assumption, didn't I? I'm always making assumptions.
Yeah, never make an assumption, yeah. No, but yeah, no, a lot of running this week. Was it 5.5 miles this week?
Yeah.
A lot of weight training and a couple of circuits. So I've done well this week.
Obviously, this you haven't asked me who insulted me.
I thought you were going to...
I was called nobber by a British diplomat was behind or contributed to my sacking a few years ago from a particular role. The last sacking... I am conscious that this is these bite-sized Please Don't Hug Me's are essentially a vehicle to get you back into the world of podcasting, but I just thought, let's not have it all about you.
Sorry, yeah, I do apologise. Yeah,
but I found it funny.
Is she or he?
It's a she.
That's fine. I think for a lady, I think, again, this might come across a bit chauvinistic, but when a woman calls you an insult, it's quite funny. Because it's unexpected, you know, in like modern convention, even now, but when it's a guy, it's like trying to belittle you, you know, whereas a woman...
Well, he has belittled you completely, destroyed you publicly.
If I meet him, there could be physical repercussions.
Do you think you could take him?
I'm not sure, he's quite a tall man.
He's tall, you're a bit of a Tyson kind of build.
Yeah, I want to get underneath and like tuck into the ribs. Yeah, but he's gonna fend me off with a reach.
I don't think he could fight personally. I think he's one of them guys who couldn't fight.
I think actually by the height thing alone could be an obstruction.
He's got an unusual head, very skinny head, a bit like Beaker from the Muppet Show.
A big
target for you to
big
hit.
Big target. That's what I'm thinking. Chin. You want to hit him on the chin in such a manner upwards. Get that brain moving. Once that brain hits the inner casing, he's gonna go over like a sack of shit.
And as I've said to you, I'm not convinced. I don't know where your body's going, this work that you're doing with a personal trainer. But I think, if anything, what he's turned you into is a powerhouse.
Yeah.
Someone who could fight and put someone on the floor. You're a powerhouse.
Yeah, I think I am now.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah, but again, I was quite impressed with your biceps, Daniel, if I may say.
Yeah.
I feel that they really have increased.
I noticed a reluctance to photograph them when we were doing the photograph of latte belly.
I noticed that.
I feel a bit of jealousy there.
Not at all. You rolled up your sleeves.
I did not roll them up. The biceps.
Trying to accentuate...
The biceps were bursting through.
I wouldn't say.
The shirt is rippling.
No. Was there a vein?
There is a vein. You can't see a vein.
Yeah.
Where you haven't got a vein.
No, because mine's all muscle. Do you want to give it a squeeze?
So hang on. Say if you have a vein, it's not muscle.
No, it is muscle.
Well, there you go.
What I'm saying is basically,
do I have to have the vein?
I think I need it as well. But what I'm saying,
you've got the vein on the back of your leg, your back of your calf, the varicose vein.
You're obsessed by the varicose vein.
It's ugly. It's one of the ugliest things I've seen on a guy.
It's hard work that's called that vein.